All right, I'm back. This is the first time with a new microphone and running it through my laptop. There's probably gonna be a little background noise because my daughter's playing. I actually just finally got this to my laptop to update enough that it will run this. So it's kind of a practice run. I'm hoping it'll work, but we'll see. Well, I won't know what this is like until after I've published it and then listened to it on like my phone, because I can't hook headphones up to this to hear myself. I haven't figured that out yet, how that works. The microphone doesn't take headphones like my last set, and if I plug headphones into the laptop, I can't hear anything. So I'm not fully sure what I'm doing wrong with that, but I'm doing something wrong. I'm sure of that much. Anyway, chapter 20, in Numbers. I'm just going to kind of take off. I think I'm just going to do this one chapter and then go back and check it out. And again, I'm not sure how much of the background noise. It's got a remove background noise thing on here. Hopefully that's working. But I don't know. I don't see like that background noise being picked up on the audio bars. But like I said, I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out. Chapter 20. And the sons of Israel, even the whole congregation, which came into the wilderness of Zin in the first months, and the people remained in Kadesh. And Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation. And they were gathered against Moses and against Aaron. And the people contended with Moses and spoke, saying, "Oh, that we had died when our brothers died before Jehovah. And why have you brought the assembly of Jehovah to this wilderness to die there, and our animals? And why have you brought us up out of Egypt to bring us up to this evil place? Not a place of seed, nor fig, nor vine, nor pomegranate." Pomegranate, huh? "And there is no water to drink." And Moses and Aaron went in from the eyes of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and fell on their faces. And the glory of Jehovah appeared to them. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the rod and assemble the congregation, you and your brother Aaron, and speak the rock before their eyes, and speak to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth its water, and you shall bring water out of the rock to them, so you shall water the congregation and their animals." And Moses took the rod from before Jehovah, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron assembled the congregation before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, shall we bring forth water to you out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand and smote the rock with his rod twice, and much water came out, and the congregation and their animals drank. And Jehovah said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not because you did not believe in me to sanctify me before the eyes of the sons of Israel, therefore you shall not bring in this congregation to the land which I have given to them." I mean, he went out there, and how did he not help them? He assembled and said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, so shall we bring forth water?" Is it because they didn't say that shall Jehovah bring forth water out of the rock? Is that the disconnect? "Because you did not believe in me and sanctify me before the eyes of the sons." Yeah, maybe. Okay. That's my best guess. That's my interpretation there, is that because he didn't, or they didn't say, shall Jehovah give you water from this rock? Instead, they said, shall we do it? That they don't get to lead the congregation into the land which he has given them. These are the waters of Meribah, the sons of Israel. Meribah, E, the sons of, I don't know what that E is doing there. But these are the waters of Meribah, it says E, and the sons of Israel contended with Jehovah. And he was sanctified upon them. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. "So says your brother Israel, you surely have known all the travail," like travail? That's how it's spelled, travail, "which has befallen us, that our fathers went down to Egypt, and we lived in Egypt many days, and the Egyptians did evil to us and to our fathers. And we cried to Jehovah, and he heard our voice and sent us a messenger and is bringing us out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city on the edge of your border. Please let us pass over through your land. We shall not pass through a field nor through a vineyard, nor shall we drink water of a well." That's concerning. I got to figure out, my screen keeps turning off and I'm afraid that it's going to affect the recording or its ability to record. Field nor a vineyard, nor shall we drink water of a well. We shall go along the king's highway. We will not turn aside to the right hand or to the left until we have passed your border. And Edom said to him, you shall not pass through me, lest I come out with the sword against you. Oh no. And the sons of Israel said to him, we shall go on the highway, and if we drink of your waters, our cattle and us, then I shall give their price. Only let me pass through on my feet, there shall be no harm. And he said, you shall not pass through. And Edom came out against him with many people and with a strong hand. Edom refused to allow Israel to pass over through his border, and Israel turned away from him. Oh, wow. And the sons of Israel, the whole congregation, pulled up stakes from Kadesh and came into Mount Hor. Mount Or? It's H-O-R. And Jehovah spoke to Moses and Aaron in Mount Or on the edge of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered to his people, for he shall go into the land which I have given to the sons of Israel. Because you rebelled against my word at the waters of Meribah, take Aaron and his son Eleazar and cause them to go up to Mount Or, and strip Aaron of his garments, and you shall pull them on his son, or you shall, sorry, there's a hair on the page, you shall put them on his son Eleazar, and Aaron shall be gathered and shall die there. Oh no! And Moses did as Jehovah had commanded, and they went up to Mount Or before the eyes of all the congregation, and Moses stripped Aaron of his garments. Aaron's his son, right? And clothed his son Eleazar with them. And Aaron died there on top of the mountain. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain, and all the congregation saw that Aaron had died. And they mourned Aaron 30 days, all the house of Israel. Yeah, that's sad. I don't understand why he had to die. But geez, okay. I'm going to stop there just because I'm very, very curious how this is going to sound and how this is going to come out. So, yeah, that was chapter 21. Sorry if it sounds a little disjointed. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do this. So the good thing about the microphone is I don't need to hold it or have it. It says I can just be close to it. But how I'm going to kind of set up the book and do that now, I got to figure all this out. Right now, I'm just trying to figure out how this thing sounds and what that's going to, what this, like this whole new thing for setting up the pod. I was just doing this on my phone. It was real simple. It was on an app. Everything uploaded. I could just do it from right there. That's not how it works now. I go into Spotify. I was using Anchor, and that redirects me to this Riverside app, and I'm using that to record this. And I got to figure out this, and can I still upload bumper music? Does it do that still, or how does that work? And anyway, I'm gonna go figure this out. That was chapter 21. I'll be back, or that was chapter 20. I'm sorry. I'll be back to start chapter 21. Hopefully sooner rather than later. It took me a little while to kind of get this set up and figure it out. And it took my laptop like 2 or 3 days just to update and kind of get itself to function. I had to literally dump the Windows I had. I'd accidentally signed up for some kind of insider program that really slowed everything down. And the only way to get rid of it was to dump all my whole thing, reset my computer, dump everything, and reinstall Windows from a cloud version. And since I've done that, it took like 3 days. And now it's kind of up and running. So yeah, hopefully that continues. And I'll be back to read some more. All right, go with God.